people, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits.
Guys, cop on. This is serious, and it looks like we're going to war with Finland now.
What? Just,
yeah, we have to deploy our armed forces against the country of Finland.
This is official word from the government, is it?
Yeah, apparently Leo's big announcement. He had to go back out again. He's like, Leo, we're going to war with Finland. He's like, what? Ireland has dropped to the 17th place in the world rankings of the happiest country in the world. A devastating result for Ireland as we've fallen to 17. We were at 14 last year, now we're at 17. But number one is Finland. The Finns? Finns?
Yep.
The Finnish?
I think both.
The Finnish Finns are number one in the world in terms of happiness. What has Finland got? Do they have oil? Do they have oil?
No, you're thinking of Norway. They may have oil.
What do they have? Fishing?
Almost certainly.
Got a can-do attitude, positivity. Let me call my Finnish guy.
One second.
Hello. By the way, when I said to JP, get someone Finnish on, and I was like, let's say it on the radio and say, hey, if you're Finnish, text us and we'll have a chat with you on the radio. JP goes off and he gets the ambassador of Finland.
Gotta aim high, guys. I mean, come on.
So hang on, let me call the number. This is my Finnish guy. Here we go.
Hey, it's ringing.
This is Lena Gardemeister. I'm calling. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that Lena?
Yes, this is Lena.
Madam Ambassador.
Yes, this is she.
Hi there, Ray Foley caller from Today FM. How are you? This is Lena Gardemeister, Finland's ambassador in Ireland. Very lovely to talk to you today. And I suppose a begrudging congratulations to you with regard to your number one ranking as the happiest country in the world. Well done, you.
Thank you very much. Seventh time in a row.
Oh, but who's counting?
Yeah.
You know, I'm making us feel bad about it. How long have you been in Ireland, Lena?
I've been here since September last year, so not very long.
Right,
but enjoying every moment.
Relatively fresh to us. And I presume you hate it here, given that Finland, home is number one and we're number 17. You hate it here.
Look, I feel very welcome. And so far it has been a great time, so...
That's lovely to hear. I was thinking, what is it about Finland that puts you at number one? Because I like an easy one to go is the weather. You know, to say in Ireland we've got terrible weather and that's why we're so grumpy here. But surely you've got the same or even worse weather in Finland. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, maybe we could say darkness 6 months of the year because
Six months of the year, you're dark. So how do you maintain that
darkness
happiness?
And winter. But look, then again, there's the snow that makes things, you know, the nature clearer. So yeah, it's actually quite nice. And people, when you ask people why do they feel happy in Finland, they often say that the connection to nature and access to nature, which is guaranteed by... the right to, traditional right to roam, and the connection to nature, that is one thing. And then maybe I should mention education,
yeah,
which is, well, it's free for all the way to the university level. So every person can quite well pursue their dreams because the education system provides a platform to pursue one's goals.
Right.
And then trust. We tend to trust. We feel secure. We trust our neighbors, public officials, the government. So these are the elements. It's a welfare state since many decades, and it seems to work.
Yeah.
You pay high taxes, but you get something in return.
Yeah, that is the observation, I suppose, about you pay more taxes, but then I suppose everyone feels better. And in terms of this report, people are more positive and generally happier. Is there a sort of a culture of positivity or finding the silver lining in Finland?
Well, that's an interesting question because we just haven't realized it, but there's the appreciation of sort of what you have is there, and what we call sisu, which means that you persevere in every situation and you do your best. This is somehow in the national psyche, I think.
Sisu.
So I guess. Sisu, S-I-S-U.
Sisu.
It means that you persevere in any situation.
We must try and adopt true grit. Yeah, absolutely. Are you big drinkers in Finland? I know that's one of our coping mechanisms in Ireland anyway. And do you know what? Maybe we're down to 17th because of hangovers. That's not worth it. Would you be big drinkers?
Well, traditionally, I'd say we're equals in that sense.
Okay.
Well,
you could hold your own on a night out.
Yes, I think, if you visited Finland the 1st of May, you might see celebrations that you see here on St. Patrick's Day.
Similar enough. We're kindred spirits in that regard, ways than one. Like I say, just ringing begrudgingly to say congratulations and well done. Have you been an ambassador elsewhere in the world?
I have been ambassador to Tunisia and Libya time ago.
So who's your favourite?
Well, I must say, of course, Ireland.
Yes,
but
yes,
I had a great time in Libya and Tunisia as well, of course. But there's nothing quite like the Emerald Island, is there?
Absolutely, yeah, you're dead right. And I suppose there's a lot of focus. While Finland only recently joining NATO, there's been a lot of focus in the news the last couple of weeks. Donald Trump chatting about it again, and I suppose Putin's discussion of what he's been saying about NATO and you being a lot closer to Russia than we are. As a Finnish person, you're constantly watching what's happening over there, right?
Yes, this is true, and since always. So we've always been there, and it's always been sort of a balancing act. But I must say that with the results of freedom and, the happiness index and then where we are and the security choices that we have made. So I guess the speedy access to NATO has, it's also that we trust the government and we trust now in our security because we are part of something that... may keep us more secure in the future.
Yeah, there's a lot of volatility in the world. It's a fascinating insight. Oh, I need to ask, Ferrero Rocher, have you ever had a function and laid on Ferrero Rocher for your guests? Are you familiar with the ad even?
Is the chocolate?
That's the chocolate, yeah.
Yes, I have offered that to my guests before, yes.
Ambassador, with these Ferrero Rocher.
If I don't have finished chocolate.
You are really spoiling us, as we said. Lovely to talk to you, Madam Ambassador. Your Excellency? Is that the... Your Excellency.
You may say that, and you can call me Lena as well.
Lovely Lena, and of course, happy Lena as well, number one in the world, Finland. Well done, and congratulations.
Thanks so much for taking the call.
Lovely to talk to you. We're speaking to the Finnish Ambassador to Ireland. Recently posted here, she arrived in September and is delighted with Finland's number one ranking in the happiness index in the world. Ireland only able to manage 17. We've fallen down from 14 to 17. And Madam Ambassador reminding us that they are now 7 years at the top of the happiness index.
Also confirming that they do offer up Ferrero Rocher with an embassy.
We got the exclusive there.
Yeah.
The Ambassador. Madam Ambassador, with these Ferrero Rocher, you are really spoiling us. The other thing that I wanted to ask her about was, you've watched Veep, haven't you?
I have.
You know, there's a Finnish ambassador in Veep. She's hilarious.
Yep.
I'll ring her back. Will I ring her back and ask her about the Finnish ambassador in Veep? And Ray and JP, with all this political content, Matt Cooper will be worried you're looking for his slot too. From Olive in Kilkenny, PS, love the show.
Hey.
Olive, you've nothing, Matt has nothing to worry about, you have nothing to worry about, because there's no way I'm staying in work till 7 o'clock in the evening.
Ray Foley.
I'd love that lunchtime slot though. Madam Ambassador, they're not listening to us in the embassy, in the Finnish embassy now, because I'm slagging them off no end. I am causing a diplomatic incident here, declaring war on the people of Finland, because they're number one yet again, 7 years in a row. But hey, who's counting? They are 7 years in a row, thumbing their noses at us.
The embassy have been back in touch, Ray.
I've
received an email from the official embassy email address.
Hello to all of the people, yeah. To the warm, loving people of Finland. I take back my earlier comments.
Well, it does seem like the ambassador is extending the hand of friendship.
Oh,
because the message says, our ambassador would like to send you some Finnish chocolate.
Oh.
I'll drop it by if you're in the building.
How lovely.
They just keep getting better and better,
Finns. Do you know what? To the proud people of Finland, I'd like to...
Now, is that some sort of political bribery? Is that what's happening
I'll
here?
I'll have to declare that. I will have to declare that. As the people of Finland are trying to win me over. It would be hilarious if they turned out to be Ferrero Rochers as well. Amazing. Shout out to Finland. Well done. Olivia's after texting. Wait, she's finished as well, is she? Hang on one second. Let me call my other Finnish guys.
Other than the ambassador.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Olivia?
Hi, yeah, it is me.
How are you? Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, you would say that because you're number one in the world in terms of the happiness rankings. How are you feeling? I presume you're feeling happy.
Well, I mean, it's a good joke. It's the seventh year in a row that we're the happiest country now. So it always gives me a laugh to hear that we're still the first.
And how do you... You're in Cork at the moment, are you?
Yeah, in Cork.
Right. And how long are you in Cork for?
2 years now.
Oh, right.
Two weeks.
You're well said. Are you studying here or what brought you to Ireland?
Oh, I was working for a tech company, but now I'm expecting my first baby, so I'm not working at the moment.
Oh, well, congratulations. Are you having an Irish baby?
No. Finnish and Greek.
Finnish and Greek baby. Well, huge congratulations. Yeah. When are you due?
Thank you. May.
Well, huge congratulations and another reason to be happy. So what's your secret to happiness?
I would say that the key to Finnish happiness is kalsarikäni.
It's what?
Have you heard that word?
No, call a mechanic.
Kalsarikännit. It means, it's basically a word that it means that you're in your house by yourself drinking beers in your underwear.
Well, I need to write this one down. What's the word again?
Kalsarikännit.
Kalsarikännit.
Yeah.
Listen, Olivia, thanks so much for taking the call. Mind yourself and congrats on the new arrival, the expected new arrival.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Stay happy. Bye.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.